Hi, welcome back to the keto chapters. I'm Ella.
And I'm Mark.
Well done. You didn't just say hi, Ella, like last time. This is not a professional podcast, as you probably heard, but we are basically just sharing stories from people who are living a keto slash low carb lifestyle, and how it's helped their lives. And this is the first interview with someone other than you.
Yes.
This is our friend Sue. We've only known her for a couple of months. Probably since March, is that
March,
fair to
yeah.
say?
She joined the group in March, yeah.
She'd been doing keto for a couple of months before then, but since finding us, she's really what's the phrase? Is it found her footing or whatever
Yeah,
it is?
found a feet. She sort of, I think, accelerated
Oh yeah,
her recovery.
and is now helping people in our public group as
Yeah,
well.
yeah, yeah.
Just a bit of moral support. She's
Well,
great.
and because just because of the she
Her
understands,
experience.
her experience and understanding how it work, how it's worked for her and how it can work for others. So yeah, so I had a quick chat with Sue a couple of days ago. We did it over Zoom, and just to sort of find out a bit more about her, because again, we didn't know her backstory either, did we?
No, not to the depth that she was talking about. We really hope you enjoy this story. This is how Sue is no longer a diabetic.
Hello, Sue.
Hello,
Where do we start with you, eh? Because it seems like you've become like a not just a firm feature in the in
Mark.
the in the in in the groups, but I don't know. It just seems to quite a lot revolves around you nowadays. Actually, you were missing out of the group chat
Zoom last
yesterday.
night,
Yeah. I was like, where's Sue?
Sorry, I went for dinner at a friend's house.
Well, actually, I will tell you something. There were too many pregnant pauses in yesterday's Zoom conversation. No, normally there's none of that gap.
You say I talk?
No. Right, let's get down to the serious business. You've been part of the group for a few months now, haven't you?
Yeah, joined March.
March.
March, I
Right.
found you.
Right. Fabulous. What was the reason? Why did you? Why are you even looking for us or looking for keto?
I wasn't actually looking for anyone. I started keto in November by myself through a friend who's also on the group. So I was just doing it gradually, and it was okay. Everything was American. I was getting a bit fed up, and then I joined a couple of Facebook groups because I thought that might help egg me along because doing it solo, it's pretty hard. But they were so snobbish, it was unreal. And I forget which the other one was. And then a certain Miss Cooper found me and said, "Way." And that's how I found you.
Right.
Good old Michelle hits again. And basically, I found you, went on your website, and very quickly deleted all the other groups, and the rest is history. Got a couch to digital, got my free membership for a month, and then joined up. And basically, I have not looked back.
Right, and you mentioned it at the beginning, just then, about why you were doing or why you looked at keto. So,
Yeah, well,
diabetes.
I was at a certain diet club, SW, and I was fed up. I was bored with it. I was basically going just for the social aspect of it, but I was bored. And with those, I've done Weight Watchers, I've done you name it diet, I've done it and failed. But it's like that. There's no constant weight loss. I mean, I've always done slow weight loss, and I always think that's the best way. I think if you do a sudden huge amount of weight loss, you're more likely to put more back on. And I thought, and this friend of mine, she says, "Well, you start off by cutting out your four main carbs. So your bread, your pasta, your rice, and what's the fourth one? Potatoes." I went, "Okay, I can do that." So I did that, changed it around with cabbage and vegetables, and I love any vegetables, I'm not fussy. And I thought, "Okay, this is good." And then I had the massive light bulb moment thinking, since I've had diabetes, they just say, stock up on your carbs, on your slow release carbs. Take some biscuits in your bag or some dextrose sweets in case you have a hypo, and then you can scoff that to get your sugar down. And I'm thinking, hang on a minute, carbs peak your blood sugars. They don't keep you at a nice level, steady, you know, level. And it was a light bulb moment. And I thought, keto's the way for me. If I ever want to get rid of my diabetes, this is the way I've got to do it, if I can. Because when I got it, when I was last stage of my pregnancy, it was like, there you go, get on with it, that's your life now. And there was no ever any mention that, do you know what, if you do this right, you can reverse it. There was none of that.
How long have you been suffering?
2005.
Right, so 15 years.
Nearly 15 years. Thanks to my daughter. Most people go back to normal after the birth of the child, but I didn't. It stayed. But I never thought it was possible to reverse it. It was never mentioned. It was like, oh, but have pasta. Go for the wholemeal pasta. Go for the wholemeal rice, you know, the wholemeal bread. 3 meals a day, blah, 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 blah. And then suddenly in November, I thought, no, it's not blah, blah anymore. I can do this. If I put my mind to it, and I'm pretty stubborn, if someone says you can't, I think, well, yeah, I think you can. I'll get a way around it, you know. I don't quit. I'm not a quitter. And then even in March, before I found this group, I thought, I don't know. Everything I find, it's always sweets, desserts, sweets. And I'm thinking, you can't survive on puddings and sweet treats. Where's all the main meals coming from? And I couldn't find them. So it's avocados, bacon and eggs and, you know, pretty boring stuff. But then obviously when I found you guys, went through your menu, your library and whatnot, and I thought, wow, okay, let's do this.
So in November, when you sort of decided to change, was that through anyone's advice or did you just sort of...
My friend, she had started doing it. We were still part of Slimming World, I have to say, until the end of December. We used to go to the group and say, oh, we're just doing low carb this week, see how it goes.
Did you talk to your diabetic nurse about this or your doctor about this?
Yeah, in December, I told her what I was doing and she was all on board for it. She says, well, you're doing a really good job. So in December, 2016, my HbA1c was 48. And I thought, oh, brilliant. She says, no, you need 2 reads under 48. I went, oh, bummer. And then December last year, it was 45. And I thought, oh, I'm cracking this. And she says, you're doing a really good job. Keep doing what you're doing. It's working. And then obviously lockdown happened and all that. And that's when I started fasting as well. And when I started fasting and my blood's, because I've never monitored my bloods. I'm what you call a good diabetic. I ate chocolate, sweets, you name it, cake. I couldn't give a damn. I ate what I wanted. But I suddenly thought, better get a machine, start monitoring my blood tests. Did that, saw they were coming down. And I thought, that's it. I'm going to crack it by my 50th. There's my goal, and I want it. And I did it. With bells on.
I was going to say, and you did it, didn't you? So was it the day before your 50th?
No, it was the week before. The Thursday before. 36 right. I got for my HbA1c. And I thought, do you know what? Best birthday present ever.
So when you started in November, were you still on medication?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've just counted it up now, and it's 13 weeks without medication now.
Completely med-free?
Yeah.
No slow release, no nothing.
Nothing.
How do you feel?
Top of the world. I really do. I've never been fitter or healthier in my whole life. I've never felt this good. And a friend of mine, she came out for some of my freezer meals the other night. And I had, you know, one of those tight little vest tops on. I had one of those on. She says, my God, Sue, you've got a waist. She says, look at it. She says, when did you last see your waist? And I went, I've never had a waist. I never have. I've always been like that. And I went up and I went, I haven't got a waist. So I went up, looked at my daughter's mirror, and I went, I have got a waist. But it just, you know, you're doing so much good for your health.
And that's the thing, obviously. I mean, you sort of mentioned fasting as well. Which go back to SW or WW, that would never have formed part of a lifestyle there, would it? Actually not eating rather than...
You've got to have three meals a day and here's your snackings. So you're like constantly eating all day and you don't need it.
Yeah. And I was like, I mean, I remember sort of we had the conversation as part of a Zoom, wasn't it? I think when we talked about a bit of fasting and you'd done some intermittent fasting, sort of 16s, 18s and even 20s. And then there's some sort of the conversation came around to doing a 40-hour fast, a whole day of not eating.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was like...
And the week after I did a 67 one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Initially, we all think, I can't do that.
I know. It's insane to fit. And even friends of mine say, I don't get why you fast. I don't know how you can fast. I went, well, actually, once you're in the zone, it's very easy to do. Yeah. And I still got to cook for my daughter, you know. Yeah. But they're the nights she gets what she wants to eat. I look at her and go, nah, I don't want to eat that. In any case, have it. But as long as you're hydrated and you keep your electrolytes up, you can smash it. Anything, if you put your mind to it, anything is possible.
And you've done what, 67 hours, you say, previously? What's your...
Yeah, 67's my highest.
Right.
Mm. And I've done a few of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously, but I also know if I do the same for a few weeks, because it helps with my weight loss, and I've still got about a stone to go, I stall because I know my body's got used to that fasting pattern. So I change it around again.
Yeah.
And this week I'm just doing 16.8s.
It's funny, we're about 15 minutes in, and that's the first thing we've mentioned about weight loss.
Yeah. Well, when people put on the post about, oh, I haven't lost weight, so I always say to them, the weight loss is what I call a Brucey bonus. Mm. It's a side product. You're not guaranteed to lose weight. You probably will do. 9 times out of 10, you will do. But don't expect it, because the goodness is coming from the inside out.
Well, the healing, isn't it? You've got to heal. Yeah. I mean, you've managed to heal yourself in the space of 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
15 years worth of diabetes and you've basically healed it in 6-7 months.
Yes,
weight, how much have you lost sort of since you've been sort of
3 stone? I've lost since 2017.
Wow.
Which is when I went to Slimming World,
right?
And I didn't realize how big I was.
Got some pictures of you which we will sort of like share as part of this.
The round pictures. I was round face, round body.
But as you said, I mean, you know, it's different for you now because I know you're out obviously doing running. We're arranging a nice little 10K in your area so we can all come and see you and go running together. But again, that wasn't part of your life. I mean, even what, 4 months ago?
No, I'd never run. Never run. Let alone walked 5K.
Yeah.
It was like, no. Sue Chafer and running doesn't go together. I mean, I walked 10K on Monday. It was like, that's insane for me to even think I did that.
Yeah.
So, no, it's a whole, keto is a lifestyle.
And just for the record, so everybody knows, you're running now 5K. You don't have two normal knees either, do you?
No, I don't. I have two metal Mickeys, as I call them. And the last one was replaced March last year.
When we first started talking about running as the group, you went, no, I can't do that. So I've got two metal knees.
Yeah. Because I always thought, oh, no, it reduces the lifespan of the knee. You can't do that. So I looked into it and I thought, well, hang on a minute. There's a few factors here. I'm not a marathon runner. I'm not a sprinter. And I'm not going to do it every day. So actually, I think I can try it. So I did the good old couch to 5K. And the first thing you see, a minute running, you're going, how am I going to do that? And now I can do 40 minutes. And it's like, it's still insane. It's like, bonkers.
It is bonkers. I mean, and again, this is where people sort of, they look at sort of, well, I can't run 5K. Well, you're never going to run 5K on day one. That's the whole point. And it's no different to the lifestyle, is it? You know, you have to go through these learning processes. Like you said, the first step that you did, drop the bread, the rice, the pasta, the potatoes.
Yeah, you've got to take it slowly. And even when I joined up in the members group, I did go over my macros because I was still thinking I need 3 meals a day. And then slowly you think, well, actually, I've had breakfast. Oh, I don't really need lunch, so I'll go a bit longer.
So suddenly listening to how you feel rather than
what listen to your body. What your body says is more important than brainwaves for X amount of donkey's years saying you must have breakfast at such and such a time, lunch at such and such a time. There's an awful lot of good. It's all good, in fact. I don't feel any bad in it, except people who badmouth it because they don't understand it.
All right. But again, you just exactly. People don't understand them, and that's the thing. If somebody wants to believe that it's not good for them, then that's their belief. You know, that doesn't change how you lead your life, and the benefits that it's made for you. You know, somebody else's opinion not going to help your health.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the thing. When we talk about this, we don't try and persuade somebody to come and do this. It's show. I mean, all we do is show food.
Yeah,
it's what you do. It's what I do. We just show our food. That's it. We just eat real food. And actually, I think one of the best things about sort of what people can see in the group is actually us reconnecting with our kitchens.
Oh, definitely. And especially after you fasted, you've got this meal planned out, and boy, you enjoy it so much more. Then, I've got to eat again. I need to eat, yeah. The food's more exciting now.
Yeah. I mean, and I think they sort of say that, you know, if anyone asks you to follow a diet, go and look at the food they want you to eat.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what, there's no way if somebody looked at what we, you know, most people anyway, look at what we eat, that you wouldn't find that there's stuff there that you don't want to eat, you know.
Well, the first thing I say is try the lava cake. You'll be hooked. You can have that on this eating plan, you know, hello, with cream.
I mean, again, we try and avoid the word diet, but obviously diet just means your daily consumption of food. You know, it's just what you have. And this is what we have as our, daily food. I've just broken my fast with cheese and ham on toast.
Yeah.
But not normal toast. And straight away somebody's, well, what's the bread? Well, you know, it's just bread made out of our ingredients. Very, very simple.
I said to a friend, I said, the way we look at it, if we want something, there's a way round to get it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we've written things, you know, carrot cake. We can have carrot cake. No problem at all. Pulled pork, did that a couple of days ago. Chinese style chicken balls, did that a couple of days ago, you know. We can make all these things, but again, it's sort of like understanding that if you go to a shop and try and buy something pre-made, you guarantee it's full of rubbish. It's been put together from the cheapest materials and pretends
to be nutrition.
Yeah, pretends to be nutrition. Right, well, fabulous. As we had a sort of quick chat earlier, as I said, we are doing a series of podcasts. You are obviously number one of our members. Obviously, you mentioned that you did the digital package, which means that it's a support group that we have. And it's quite weird, isn't it? The support group over the last few months of lockdown.
It's grown.
Has grown, but has sort of created a real bubble, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive bubble, but it's an amazing bubble. And I class everyone in that bubble as friends. I've never met any of them.
Yes.
But to me, the support is huge, and you're just like my close friends.
It is weird that we actually haven't met in face-to-face, you know? You know, I'm still expecting somebody that's 6'2" because you keep saying you're not.
No,
but, you know.
No, I'm not. I will always be the shortest.
Wow, so inspiring. we really hope you enjoyed that that talk with Sue. There are more coming from various other people, all with different backgrounds. But yeah, we really thought that Sue deserved to be number one.
Yeah, just because of the way she's managed to sort of change the rest of her life in effectively...
it's only months.
It's just a handful of months. A handful of months, and she's changed the way she'll live for the rest of her life.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're not going to waffle on.
Nope.
Thank you for watching/listening, depending on where you are, to this episode. And stay tuned for more. I think that's about it.
See you in episode 3.
See you in episode 3, whatever that is. I think it might be an interview with Sandy, depending on
whether we can pin
who
him
we
down.
Talk to. Yeah, depending on whether we can get the podcast up to work. Okay, so cool. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Goodbye.